talking about Peace is Every Step, The Path of Mindfulness in Everyday Life by Thich Nhat Hanh. Would you rather be one of the richest people in the world, yet stressed out and miserable, or one of the poorest people in the world, yet at peace and happy? If you're rich, you might have a comfortable bed, nice clothes, and the opportunity to indulge in worldly pleasures. But material wealth doesn't equate to internal richness and life satisfaction. It doesn't matter how rich, good-looking, intelligent, or the power status that you hold. If your thoughts dominate you, and they are predominantly negative, you will be unhappy and miserable. Thich Nhat Hanh says we are very good at preparing to live, but not very good at living. We know how to sacrifice 10 years for a diploma, and we are willing to work very hard to get a job, a car, a house, and so on. But we have difficulty remembering that we are alive in the present moment, the only moment there is for us to be alive. End quote. See, the key to experience peace in your every step is to be aware of the present moment and practice mindfulness. Mindfulness, by definition, is a mental state achieved by focusing one's awareness on the present moment while calmly acknowledging and accepting one's feelings, thoughts, and bodily sensations. Here are three tips to take you out of your head and into the moment, achieving mindfulness. Tip one is to play the sense game. What do you see, smell, hear, taste, and feel? Do this experiment. Most people don't like doing the dishes, but next time you do the dishes, I want you to actually play the sense game. Notice the smell of the soap. Feel and hear the water running over your hands and the clanking of dishes. Experience the gratification of taking something dirty and unusable and turning it back into something clean and usable. Or, if you'd rather, the next time you're outside, at the park, play the sense game, listen to the wind, feel the wind against your skin, and see as many senses as you can use. You want to turn off your mind and engage your senses. Now, the next tip is to use a bell of mindfulness. In Thich Nhat Hanh's tradition, there was temple bells, and whenever the temple bell would ring, they would stop what they were doing and enjoy their breathing or recite verses. Now, obviously, we don't have temple bells, so we have to use something else that reoccurs throughout our day to remind us to be mindful. You can use your cell phone that's ringing and dinging, you can use red lights, chores like doing dishes, commercials every time you eat, even a fussy toddler. Whatever it is, pick one thing and use it as a reminder to get out of your head and into the moment. Tip three is, because it's so difficult to catch our thoughts, we want to start recognizing our feelings. So tune into your emotional guidance system, as Esther and Jerry Hicks would say. Our feelings are married to our thoughts. So when you feel upset, allow that to be a bell of mindfulness to pay attention to your thinking and correct the thinking that isn't serving you. Check out my book review of Ask and It Is Given for more on your emotional guidance system. But Thich Nhat Hanh also gives us a five-step process to transform our feelings. He says, instead of acting as if we can dispose of parts of ourselves, we should learn the art of transformation. He has identified three types of feeling categories: pleasant, unpleasant, and neutral. So to change the unpleasant to a neutral or pleasant, start with step one, which is to recognize the feeling and label it. So let's say that you're at the doctor's and you showed up right on time, but it's been 30 minutes and you're still in the waiting room. You're starting to feel pretty angry. So step one would be to recognize the feeling. Anger. Step two is to become one with the feeling. And yes, I know how that sounds, but what he means here is to disassociate with the story running in your head about what a jerk your doctor is and actually experience how you're manifesting the feeling in your body. Is your face hot? Are you clenching your jaw, clenching your fist? Are you just overall feeling tense, tapping your foot? How is it manifesting in your body? And step three is to calm your feeling. And in order to do this, he gives a breathing technique. And don't worry, you don't have to plop down on the floor and start meditating. No one's gonna know you're doing it. You can keep your eyes open. Just take a deep breath and in your mind say, breathing in, I calm body and mind. Breathing out, I calm my anger. Breathing in, I calm my body and mind. Breathing out, I calm my anger. And of course, you can substitute whatever you're feeling with the breathing out. So breathing out, I calm my anxiety. Breathing out, I calm my nerves, whatever it is. Now, this is what he says. When you know you are capable of taking care of your fear, it is already reduced to the minimum, becoming softer and not so unpleasant, end quote. Now, step four just comes naturally, which is to release the feeling. So again, when you calm it, it's much easier to release it. But we're not done. Step five is to look deeply into your feeling. What is the cause? Usually it stems from the way you see your world or your beliefs about yourself, your beliefs about others, or past experiences. So in our example of I'm angry because my doctor is running late, why are you really angry? What is the cause beneath the feeling? Do you feel disrespected by your doctor? Like he thinks he's more important or special than you? And do you experience this belief that others think they're better than you, or do you actually feel threatened by other people's success? Thich Nhat Hanh says, after recognizing the feeling, becoming one with it, and calming it down and releasing it, we can look deeply into its cause, which are often based on inaccurate perceptions. As soon as we understand the cause and the nature of our feelings, they begin to transform themselves. End quote. Often, our discomfort and negative feelings stem from what Thich Nhat Hanh calls internal formations or knots. So basically, anytime you have an aversion to anything or an uncomfortable feeling, we need to question, why is it that you feel that way? Or why is it that you acted that way? He says, and I quote, internal formations need our full attention as soon as they manifest, while they are still weak, so that the work of transformation is easy. If we do not untie our knots when they form, they will grow tighter and stronger, end quote. Please do the actualization worksheet to work on transforming a negative feeling or an already existing internal formation. And let's end with another quote from Thich Nhat Hanh. Peace is present right here and now, in ourselves and in everything we do and see. The question is whether or not we are in touch with it. Thank you for joining me, and you make it a great day.